Empower Radio presents The Farkas Files, an exploration of energy, metaphysics, and the paranormal with David Franklin Farkas. The Farkas Files. The truth is in here, somewhere. Here's your host, David Franklin Farkas.
Good evening. Thanks for being with us again on what's a very cold evening here in Massachusetts. Winter is upon us. We're going to have some fun this evening. Not that we don't always have fun, but we have returning guest Mas Sajidi, and I had a healing with him, and we're going to be able to discuss that experience from both sides, both my experience of having the healing and his experience of doing the healing. And I think that's going to be a really amazing conversation. But first, tonight's metaphysical music. I call the show Conversations at the Intersection of Metaphysics, Shamanism, Psychic Phenomena, and Non-Ordinary Reality, which in many ways are all the same thing. Non-ordinary reality is the scientific term for all the other stuff that they don't have a good explanation for. You know, when they talk about quantum physics and the really strange things that happen in quantum physics, they talk about non-ordinary reality, that it's not the way things are in our experience of physical reality. And I had several conversations online about some of the new theories that are out, and for sure the physicists sound much, much further out there than the mystics these days. But there's one basic concept that always amazes me, and many people haven't heard of it. 96% of everything, 96% of the energy in the universe, 96% of the mass in the universe is what they call dark. It means that there is no technology used by science that will measure what it is. They know it's there because it has effects. So if you have a large amount of mass, whether you can see it or not, the gravity of that mass will pull on things and you can tell it is there. But they can't measure, they can't look at, they can't do science with 96% of everything. That means everything that we know in physics and cosmology is based on 4% of what the scientists tell us is the entire universe. Everything else is something they just don't have a way of dealing with. That's one of the reasons they're excited about the Higgs boson and the Higgs field, because it's creating a new way to look at the stuff that they don't have a handle on. Even more interesting is, science doesn't have a way of explaining why physical objects, particles, have mass. That's why, why the Higgs boson is exciting. So if you don't know how masses comes about, then even though we understand gravity and space and time, we really don't know what they are because they require mass. Are you getting as confused and flummoxed by this as you should be, because it's really fascinating stuff? There is a lot of information that science does not have available to them. And that's one of the reasons that I get so frustrated when people like me, people that see things as being energy, that work in a conceptual framework of everything is energy and that energy can be communicated with, contains data, has geometry, there's a whole way of working with it. And the scientists go, yeah, not what? They really don't like the idea of what we talk about, except there's this 96% of everything that sure sort of sounds like what mystics talk about. It's some kind of energy field. It has certain effects. They just don't like the idea that there is a non-scientific way of looking at it, and they dislike even more the idea that you can manipulate that energy and get effects. And that's what I always say. It's like, okay, you don't believe all this stuff. What do you do with the results? So somebody works at a distance on a situation or a person, or in my case, I do a lot of work on buildings, and there's an improvement in that situation that is a processional effect of having had the healing. And how do you explain that? That's the world of the shaman. That's the world of the healer. You get results. And science doesn't ever have any way of really talking about the results. That's not completely true. There are some scientists that are studying that. Dean Radin at the Institute of Noetic Sciences being one of the better known people in the United States. But it's an interesting conversation, and it is a good introduction to what we're going to be talking about tonight. So I hope I gave you a lot to think about, or a lot to sit there and shake your head at and go, oh my goodness, this stuff is really pretty out there. Yes, it is. And tonight, that's tonight's metaphysical music. And now we get to have more fun with Mas Sajidi. You with us, Mas?
I am. Very interesting stuff that you're covering. You know, a lot of that stuff that you're covering actually kind of somewhat falls in line with what I do. You know,
exactly.
Although kind of out there. Yeah, it's amazing.
Exactly. And we can talk about, you know, how you understand, you know, what the conceptual framework is for doing this work, and which is a good segue into your telling a little bit about your background and your story. Some folks have heard the show we did a couple of months ago and know your story, but give us a brief overview of you, how you wound up doing this, because you started out as a geek.
I started out as a geek, exactly. I was a geek for over 20 years. Had my own computer company. You know, I was a lead programmer. And then, you know, the second near-death experience, I turned into, well, a geek in a different way. A spiritual geek, I guess.
Yeah, that's something that people don't get.
But, so, you know, I kind of joke about that, but basically what happened, I had a drowning accident, my second near-death experience in Belize. And, you know, I sent it into, and the cool thing, I guess, David, was that, you know, as I, well, submitted, because I knew I wasn't going to, you know, come out of this tunnel that I was, like, sucked under this river, I could literally feel my essence go through the water, go through the cave, and then up into that heavenly space. It was like the neatest, just like when you see in the movies, you know, how they walk through walls and through things like that. I could literally like feel that ripple as I was going through it. And then poof, I was in this like this space or heaven, I guess you could call it. No time, no distance, nothing like that. But it was just like pure joy. And anything that you needed was like right there for you. Just like in those dream states, but just a million times better. The joy, the love that you feel, the completeness that you feel, that is unbelievable. There's you didn't need anything. You know, it sounds kind of cold, but you didn't need, like, say, the love. I mean, I've got a lot of kids, so the love of my kids or the wife or obviously money or anything like that, because, you know, you were complete. And then from there, I found myself about 50 yards above river, in a quieter shallow. Totally complete. I wasn't drowning. I had a lot of blood on my back and fingernails from trying to crawl out of this tunnel that I got sucked under. But other than that, I was fine. And then after that, that's when the magic started happening. I started getting drawn into these heavy, really deep meditations. And, you know, as far as time goes, I thought they would only last, say, like 5 minutes, 10 minutes. But it wouldn't end up, I'd look at my watches like 3 hours later, 4 hours later, I'd be standing up. These are like the stand-up meditations. And that's where I was drawn into, like, say, a lot of the knowledge that's out there. And the more I found out about it, the more it turned into, say, like the quantum physics theories, things like that you talk about. So I don't know how it all works, obviously, but it works for a lot of people. And I still can't believe it, so... So again, before I was programming computers, now basically I program people.
So, you know, just give people an idea of the kinds of things that you address and the kind of ways that you do that, because you see people in person, you do remote sessions by phone and Skype and that kind of thing.
Yes, I can work on you. I can work through you on other people. In fact, first of all, since we're all made out of frequencies, in any situation, whether it's physical, whether it's personal, like relationships or spiritual or finance or anything, any problem or issue or reality that you can think of as a human, you can transform or you can edit or you can manipulate. Just because, again, those are all frequencies as well. And since we're all frequencies, I actually like to think of ourselves as a planetary system, which creates our own, gravitational pull. But anyway, within those, you edit the frequencies or that core level programming. And that's what makes me, I guess, really different, what I've been finding out, than a lot of people out there. Because I can get to your core level programming that happens for you and then edit those, edit that blueprint, and then whatever you need comes into your life reality a lot faster. So a lot of people who've been ill for 20 years, they come see me maybe like once or twice, and they're good to go. So people who've had money issues or people who have had like relationship issues, anything, like I said, we can edit. And the way I do that, I don't know if you've ever... Well, you've seen me work, but if other people aren't familiar, I don't have to touch you. Although some people like that physical touch, or that closeness that they get. In person or over the phone or actually through individuals, I work on individuals through another person, just because sometimes people have addiction problems. They're not going to readily come to me.
Right.
So what I do is I work on them through a loved one, so they don't even know that I'm working on them, and they get like massive change. So, again, just going through editing the programs, the base programs that they're probably, most people are unaware of what happens to them or why things happen to them, I believe. A lot of times, we think the physical realities that we do, our actions, our thought processes, things like that affect, what we are about or the realities that we come into. The more I'm finding out, there's an underlying factor that really creates those realities that we see. And that's why a lot of people don't get the changes that they desire for or they go after, or it takes them a long time to change.
Well, I think it's going to be fun to talk about our experience together. You're a very busy guy, so 2 months after the last show, the first appointment I could get was this Monday. So just a few days before the show. So it hasn't had a very long time to unfold. But I had a 10-minute appointment, again, to make it all work for both of us. And you asked me what the primary issue was, what was, front and center, what's going on. And for me, I had a hip replacement on my right side a couple of years ago, and that's worked out incredibly well. And that side is very strong. And now the left side, the non-surgical side, is having all kinds of disturbance, distortions, and symptoms of arthritis, aches, pains, in a particular way that arthritis hurts. And so that was the entry point. That was where you started looking. And since we only had 10 minutes, it wasn't like we had a long conversation about any of it.
No.
But because I do this work, I do remote healing myself and I'm sensitive, I could feel you working on me. So, which doesn't surprise you, but may surprise some of the people listening. So it felt as if you were doing hands-on healing. I could feel the tissue warm up. I could feel the energy move. I could feel areas that had felt contracted starting to open up. And you had some very specific things that you noticed that you shared with me. I don't know if you remember the details.
You know, David, I don't.
I kind of figured that because you're doing this all day. And if you're like me, when you're working, it's all there. And afterwards, it's just gone because it was in the moment. So one of the things that you saw, and we can talk a little bit about your experience of seeing, but let me just tell this little piece of the story, was you said in looking at the surgical, at my hip replacement surgery side, that you thought there was a piece of gauze that had been left behind and that was causing some issues. And you didn't talk much about what you did to try and move it out, but you said that you were going to make an effort to take care of what may well have been, since you do this a lot and you're very accurate in what you see, may well have been a physical object that was still left over. The remnants of it were left over in my body from the surgery. Here's where it starts getting fascinating, fun, and spooky. A few hours later, I went to the bathroom. And I decided that I would look and see what was going on. And floating in the toilet was a white object that looked like a leaf or a piece of gauze.
Oh, wow. Crazy.
Right. Right. Now, I've been around the block enough that I've seen things like that happen before. And what it would take in terms of trying to figure out how you would move an object into the colon from wherever it was floating around in the pelvis, you know, we could try and figure out what in the world could have happened. It doesn't matter because it wasn't happening on the physical level, but it showed up.
You know, it's amazing, Dave, because that's, I remember that because, I mean, that's unusual because I don't see a lot of things like that where somebody left something behind in surgery or something. So that kind of sticks out. But that's actually what I was doing. I was actually like pulling that gauze out of you, out of that place, and then just like, you know, helping you, well, eliminate it, you know, out of that, you know, out of your rear end, basically. So I was just doing it at a frequency-wise.
Right. But
it's amazing.
Explain how you see it, if you can. It's really hard to...
It's really hard to explain, but literally it's, again, you know, if you can transform, you know, anything that's created, really, it's not really there. So you can literally change that frequency of where it is and then transform it into some other place.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what I do. I don't know how it works.
Right.
You know?
The metaphor I use a lot is a video game. Where you can see things on the screen and you can make changes in that environment and sometimes do things that are not possible in the physical world. And things just change because you know how to manipulate it. You know the interface of the game. I've always said that, you know, people ask me if I play video games and I go, no, I do this stuff all day. I go and see amazing things and meet amazing people and they give me secrets and I level up all the time. I find new ways to do things. Now, why would I want a video game? Cool. It's an artificial version of what people like us do all the time. But, you know, I just thought this was a spectacular example of being able to see something that, you know, it would have been something left over from 2 years ago. Who knows what exactly that image meant? But there was a physical manifestation 2 hours later, which is always just a great confirmation and great fun.
It is.
The other thing, since you were working on arthritis, was that hopefully there was some kind of repair in such a way that I wasn't going to be having the pain anymore. And that happened within hours.
Fantastic.
The particular kind of pain that is arthritic just doesn't seem to be there.
Good.
How long will it last? What else is going on in my body? How it will unfold? It's only been a few days, so it'll be interesting to see. But you told me one other thing, which was I would meet somebody who could solve some of the other problems. And as it turned out, the next day, once a month, I go up to New Hampshire, which is a little over an hour drive each way for me, to a chiropractor who does applied kinesiology. So rather than seeing it in a psychic way, the way we do, he tests the body. He does muscle testing on the body and has an incredible knowledge and repertoire of the kinds of things to test for and how to fix them. So he does chiropractic stuff too, but most of what he does is trigger points and moving energy and other ways, working on tendons, things that I've never seen anybody else even think of doing. So the same as you did, he said, you know, what's going on today? And most of it was things that were painful on my left side, on the non-surgical side. And some of them were things that had been going on for a long time, a particular muscle or ligament, who knows what it was, that just refused to feel better. A whole bunch of, you know, complaints on that side. And, you know, the hand was going numb. I don't remember what all of them were. And he did a lot of work. He did more work than he usually does, focusing on each one of those particular things. And at the end of it, I was hurting because he did a bunch of things that were pretty intense. But at the end of it, they were all released. All of these things that had been chronic problems for probably in one way or another since the surgery, they just had were lingering kinds of painful things, are basically gone.
And you know, David, that happens a lot. I'm not like a one-man show type deal, but basically, you know, what I do is, you know, once you release that frequency, even say like the chiropractor you go to or the, you know, Western medicine doctor you go to, they actually get more intuitive on your whatever you need. And then they seem to resolve it a lot easier.
Right. It's ready to be released, and their skills are the appropriate skills to do that. Exactly. And the moment is right.
Exactly.
So I have been – today I felt basically pain-free. Fantastic. And decided just to push it. I haven't been going to the gym because I've been hurting and because it's been cold out. And so I haven't been exercising as much as I did a few months ago before a couple of issues occurred. And I went to the gym today and did a workout that would have been a typical workout months ago and walked out feeling great. Didn't make myself hurt. Because usually if I push myself and, you know, I'm on the edge, it doesn't quite feel whatever it is. And I go and work out. It's like, okay, right. Well, I figured it would hurt.
Right.
But I wanted to go and move and it didn't. So it's been an amazing experience. And I just want to, again, reiterate to people, this was 10 minutes over the phone with Moss focusing on me.
Yeah, it doesn't take that long, guys. It really doesn't. You know, some people think, oh, I need an hour because I've got so many problems. You know, and then I look at them, it's like, oh, you know, you've got one issue here.
Right. It's right over here. If we take care of that, everything's connected to it.
Yeah, delete that or manipulate it somehow, and it's like, poof. Yeah. And, you know, we get tons of testimonials similar to yours all the time, David. So, but still, to me, being a programmer, you know, you always need that feedback. It's like, and that's beautiful.
Now, you know, I didn't tell you the money or relationship issues, but hopefully they're all going to be fixed too.
Because
we all have those as well.
Yes. You know, I was working on this woman. She had some weight issues. So I was working on that for her. And then she emails me back like about 10 days later, and she goes, you know, since you worked on me, and we didn't even talk about it, but it's like, since you worked on me, I haven't had a desire to smoke. She's been wanting to quit smoking for like over 10 years. So, mm-hmm. And you know, the reason being, it's not I'm doing the work. I'm just bringing in that pure source energy. The same thing that I got, you know, connected with at my near-death experience. I just bring that to you guys without the near-death experience. That's all. So, you know,
that's a bit much and a little inconvenient and scary.
Yeah, exactly. although I would recommend it to anybody. It's a fantastic experience. It really is. If you can come back, but there's no guarantees, obviously. So.
Right. Hey, we're getting close to the break. I want to make sure people have the website and how to get in touch with you. What's the best way for them to contact you?
It is massajady.com. That's massajady.com on that. And just another website, guys. It's massajady.com/BeLimitless. That's B-E Limitless. And actually, there's a package there that you guys might be interested in. So,
terrific.
Feels right.
Terrific. So we're going to do something we haven't done in a while. We're going to open the phone lines for people to call in. Okay. And people can also tweet in questions that they have. We actually have one of those already, so we'll start when we come back with that tweet. You can call in on the phone number 248-809-3475. 248-809-3475. 75, but please wait until after our commercial break, and we'll see who calls and what happens. But first, we'll take care of this one tweet that came in earlier today. You know, the whole process is so fascinating to me because there are so many parallels, at least superficially, in the way that the two of us work. But you've got something very different going on, which is pretty spectacular. So we're going to go to the break. We will be back shortly, unless we get taller, with Massajady here on the Farkas Files. Don't go nowhere.
License and registration.
But I'm walking.
Do you want to upset an officer of the law?
No, sir.
Good. I pulled you over today for littering.
I didn't litter.
Wow. That's what they all say. Unfortunately, I saw you drop a pair of thunder thighs a few blocks back. Probably happened as you were biting into that apple you're holding.
How'd you know they're my thunder thighs?
Well, my young friend, I'd like to say 2 years in the police academy helped figure it out. But between us, it was smallstep.gov.
Smallstep.gov?
Yep-a-rooney. It's this site with tons of easy ways to lose weight. Some steps are so easy, people don't realize they're doing them. Like you taking small step number 83, snack on fruits. Go to smallstep.gov, you'll see. You can drive off now.
I'm still walking.
Take a small step to get healthy at smallstep.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and lost cat stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See? That's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Now back to the Farkas Files with David Franklin Farkas on Empower Radio.
And we're back with Masajidi. And we're going to open the phone lines. Again, the number is 248-809-3475. 248-809-3475. Mas, we did get one tweet. This was a gal who contacted me on Facebook, and she lives in London, so she was not going to make the long-distance phone call to call us. And she says, I've been suffering from chronic fatigue for over 4 years, and the doctors have not diagnosed the cause of it as yet. Her name is an Asian name, which I'm guessing is Sihei. Are you with us?
I am. Okay. I'm just kind of tapping into her. So
yeah.
Again, it doesn't. It you know, I don't need a name or anything like that.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah. So you know, when I see her, and the way this works, basically, I could literally like summon up her spirit and just bring her right, like right in front of me. So basically, what I see in her. And is like her back is almost like, say, curved, you know, like the, those humps that people get. And within that area, there's a lot of like bacteria or like yeast, you know, candida, stuff like that. That I kind of see like in the back of her lungs, in that spinal cord area. So let's we can just work on a couple minutes, and Divi, you can ask me questions, things like that, while I'm working on her. But basically, that's the issue for her. It just seems like there's a lot of bacteria or overgrowth of yeast in the back of the lungs, the spinal cord area, and that's what's causing her. But let's go ahead and remove whatever that frequency is there. It's this, along with the curvature of her back, like, or that hump, it's like if you had, say, a cannonball hit you in the front of your chest, you know, and like, you know how those cartoons, it pushes your spine backwards? That's the way it feels like to her. So it's not just, you know, being tired all the time. It's basically getting the wind knocked out of her. And that's the way she really operates, all the time. It's like, no matter what happens to her, it's just like she's always out of breath, disconnected, or it really takes a lot for her to move forward in her life as well. So all part of that same issue.
Okay. I hope Sihei is listening and that was helpful to her. And if you are listening, you can contact me on Facebook whenever you'd like to, and tell me what happened. I'll pass it along to Tomas. We do have another caller.
And just know I can work on her and whoever else at the same time. So I'll be working on her.
You'll be multitasting, which is a wonderful thing.
Yes.
We have somebody on the line from San Diego. Lori, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Terrific. And Mas, we need to talk just a little bit louder because you share a line with Lori's phone line. So, Lori, what's going on?
Yeah, my boyfriend's son has Crohn's disease, and I was wondering if there's a way that you could work on him through me.
Every once in a while, the technology goes wacky. And that happens on almost any metaphysical show, especially if you're doing live healings or live readings or anything else. The energy, either it's somebody or some disembodied that in some way is involved in it and screws up the technology, or it's that the energy in the physical world is affected by the non-physical energy that's we work with, and things go screwy with the technology. So sorry about that. That happens periodically in situations where we're doing live healings or live readings on the show. So Mas, did you hear Lori tell what was going on?
No, I did not.
Okay. So Lori, let's take it from the top.
Yeah, this is my boyfriend's son has Crohn's disease. And I was wondering if you could work on him through me. And originally I said it was 10 years, but it's more like 15 now that I think of it.
And how old is he?
He is 28.
Yeah, I can work on him through you. You know, when I see him, though, Lori, it just seems like he's a grown man, but there's like a young boy trapped inside of
yes.
him. I don't know if he acts like that sometimes or...
He does, yes.
He does, yeah. Because literally, there's like another frequency or a duplicate frequency in him. So it's not
okay.
only the 28-year-old, it's like this younger boy, like maybe like 11, 12, you know, that age range, maybe. So does he act like a 11 or 12-year-old sometime, or does he get kind of got stuck in a younger time frame?
I think he's stuck, like being able to move forward with his life as far as with a career and
yeah.
being able to make a lot of money and advance within his career. He's a smart kid, and he's educated, but he just doesn't seem to be able to get ahead. And I don't think it's the disease that's the problem. I think it's more mentally or something's holding him back.
Yeah, like this, like I said, like this duplicate spirit, basically. It's almost like as if he's had, say, another brother after him that didn't work out. You know, for like, say, his mom had a pregnancy that didn't work out. Something similar.
Oh, I don't know about that, but.
Or maybe he had, say, I don't know if he got like a girl pregnant or something, and they had an abortion, or the pregnancy didn't work out, or something like that, to that effect.
Okay.
So anyway, there's like a baby lost, and basically what happens sometimes, those spirits really don't disconnect; they hang out, and. Well, they're hanging out inside of him. And I know that sounds kind of different and kind of strange, but see if we can kind of move that other frequency. Just like any electromagnetic thing, you know, we're all electromagnetic beings. And then when you have another frequency inside of you, well, it distorts you. It distorts your frequencies. So... And that's where you get the issues.
Okay.
Strange issues like that. There we go. So obviously it's hard to say how he's feeling, but this should help him out. And then also, does he have like head issues or something?
Not that I know of, no.
Something going on with his head, like the back left side. It's like that part of his brain just doesn't, say, connect or...
I'm sitting outside and there's a plane up above, so I apologize for the noise.
Yeah, noise.
That is a wild and crazy noise.
It's really loud.
And with you, Lori, do you have something going on with your left side? like right underneath
your ribs. Is my left eye?
Your left side underneath your ribs? I don't know. I just see something there with you. Okay.
No, not that I know of. So if you see something, can you fix it?
Yeah. Sometimes I see future events, and I can't tell sometimes if that's what's upcoming for you, or so just kind of be aware of that. Yeah, the left side. So, anyway.
Can you tell what it is?
Is it a future event? Yes. Seems like a future event for you. And something like less than a week, something will be happening for you on that side.
Has anything happened to me?
Or it will happen to you, seems like.
Oh. Can we prevent that from happening?
I knew you were going to ask that. and the reason being is because you know, the communication that I get, it's like, it's supposed to happen to you. So no. There'd be like a lesson or something like shifts over for you.
Something's going to shift over from my left side? Or am I going to have an injury?
No, something in your, say, path, spiritual path, because of that will shift over. See, and the way I look at it, again, you know, like quantum physics, basically, you know, we're an object in motion, and usually we go straight, because that's what objects do. So this experience for you that's coming up will kind of kick you into another direction, okay? And that's that direction that you need to go.
Is it a good direction?
Yes. Yes, it is. So, and we never know how spirit works. You know, for example, I worked on this guy. His eyesight was failing. And then what happened a couple of weeks later, he slips on some steps. He goes into a coma for a couple of weeks. He comes out of the coma with, like, near perfect eyesight. So, you know, so you never know, right? So I think we're good. Yeah. So,
do I have any other issues that you can see?
What'll happen for your boyfriend's son is, one, you know, I change his frequency and he starts shifting. Or two, I change his frequency and then he gets attracted to, say, the right doctors, the right medications, the right whatever to help with his Crohn's disease. I think exactly what is Crohn's? Is it...
It's an intestinal disorder where I don't know exactly. They have a hard time digesting digesting food, and they'll have like chronic diarrhea and stuff like that.
I kind of see it as in him. It's like I see it. And maybe that left side thing is him. So, you know, sometimes I get mixed up. And basically it's like it's the body's eating itself. So, and that's what I kind of see going on in him as well. So, again, it's either you or him that's going to have some issues on that left side. So.
Okay.
There you go. But it is a future event for you.
So okay. Muscle will continue. The healing will continue. But we have another caller. Are you feeling complete, Lori?
Yes, I feel good.
Okay, terrific. Thanks so much for calling. You can find me on Facebook if you want to give feedback, and I can send a message to Moss if you would like to do that. You can find me as David Franklin Marcus. Okay, thanks so much, Lori. Appreciate your call. And we have another caller, it's Mas. We have Nancy from New York. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, Nancy.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for getting my call in. Actually, nice. David knows me for a while. I have a few health issues that have been around and a few near-death experiences. And my long-term problem, even though I've worked on myself, is psoriasis. And recently, since I got hit by a tractor trailer, head injury,
neck issues,
asthma, and a hip and SI joint issue. But the psoriasis is the most annoying and probably candida on and off for years.
Yeah, just tapping into you, that's the first thing I saw was like your neck. And it's a little different just because it's almost like when I see you, it's like there's a slice in the back of your neck, literally like your neck folds over. You know what I mean? So that could be part of that near-death type experience.
Does it help literally? If I have three fusions of titanium in my spine, too?
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's what it is that I'm seeing. So let's just work on that, and then let's see what comes up for your psoriasis or... How are you feeling? Different, the same? Not sure.
I do feel relaxed. And I'll tell you, my hands are pulsing, actually.
Good. That's all in that neck space for you. And literally, or that's where your spirit literally goes in and out of you. From that space, I'm not sure. I don't think you're aware of it, but especially at when you're sleeping, it's like your spirit like escapes. again, that might kind of sound strange, but do you get restful sleep? Do you like travel a lot? Like
I do, sleep? I do. All the above.
And that's why, because you. Literally, leave your body, go out traveling, and then come back in. And which is really great. It's a great ability. But let's kind of expand on that so there's some security and safety for you, because a lot of times when you come back in, you're not completely connected, per se. Right? Or you don't come completely in exactly, and then it distorts your perception. Or how you feel.
So, Moss, we do have one more caller, and we only have about 5 minutes left.
Okay. Yeah, and I can work on you.
Nancy, are you feeling like you heard what you needed to? I mean, Moss's work will continue.
And you know what? That's great, David. Thank you, and thanks a lot for your time.
You're very
Thank
welcome.
Thank you. Good hearing your voice, Nancy.
You too, dear. Be well, guys. Bye-bye.
Okay, so we have one more caller from Boston. Is Rachel? How you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
So we only have a couple of minutes. Why don't you tell us what's going on?
Okay. Since I was young, I've had issues with depression, and when I was in high school, it manifested itself in an eating disorder that has followed me into my adult life, and I've definitely made progress with just my own like inner growth, but no matter what I seem to do or no matter what I discover about myself, it holds on. The eating disorder just holds on, and I just can't get it to let go.
Yeah. And where I see that actually is in your groin area. I don't know if you have, say, like menstrual issues, things like that.
But I did have a
what's going on in that area?
Negative experience when I was
that area?
Little.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Sexually, anyway, so I don't
okay, so that's
that.
That's what I'm picking up for you. So, anyway, and that's really the crux of like all the other issues for you. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and just remove whatever's there, you know, in that groin area for you. How old are you? Do you mind me asking?
I'm 29.
Okay. Because the way it stands right now, it's hard for you to conceive a child, just the way. And that's what I'm seeing as far as, like, say, menstrual type issues, things like that. Mm-hmm. And it could relate back to whatever happened, because I do see, yeah. Wow, you were really young. I mean, really young.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah.
I was.
Way too young for that.
Yeah.
So, so let's delete, say, that frequency that still your spirit or you perceive life through. You know, kind of like wearing a set of lenses that's been distorted from that mm-hmm. moment on. And then this might, like, bring up emotions, things like that, or memories that you don't probably even, say, remember just because you were too young, or mm-hmm. emotions of those memories. But that's okay. It's just, like, coming up, washing away, and getting deleted. So,
okay.
Are you doing okay? Or
Yeah, I'm okay.
and I hate to pull this up short, and I know Moss will continue the healing, but we're running out of time.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
I'm glad we were able to squeeze you in and Moss could work
Me
on
too.
You.
And, thank you so much.
And the effect of the healing will continue. So sorry we have to cut you off.
No, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Bye.
So those were some amazing conversations and healings there. I mean, I can see some of what's going on. And we're out of time, so give your website again.
Okay, guys, thanks for being on the call with me. It's massajady, massajady.com. If you guys want to meditate with me, it's massajady.com/be-limitless.
And I was on some of those meditations. They're really wonderful. So, Mas, thank you so much for being on the show. And obviously, if we do this again, we'll have to start the call-ins at the very beginning.
At the very beginning, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, so, Dave, thanks for having me.
It's fun. A pleasure, as always. This is, for me, great fun in a lot of ways. And I'm so glad to have our audience experience this. It's really terrific. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
And if people want to find my work, you can find it at househealing.com. And cleverly hiding on the contact tab is all my contact information, including a link to my scheduling calendar so that you can get a 20-minute free consultation to assess what's going on with you and see how my work can be helpful. I work on people and places and situations and all kinds of stuff. And thank you so much for being with us. Thank you, one and all, for spending your time with us whenever you listen, wherever you are. And once again, this is David Franklin Farkas for the Farkas Files. The truth is in here somewhere on Empower Radio. Have a wonderful week.